The 2024 Pure Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism, and it is a pleasure to welcome even more guests. They gave us an extra hour, for goodness sake, so that we could get as many guests in as we could, because I got to say, this looks like it's been a very successful turnout, and certainly very important. A couple of peoples to say hi to now. Vice President of the Great Lakes Bay Convention Visitors Bureau, Anne Brzezewski. Annie, nice to see you.
Hi, you too. Thank you for having us.
Everything go great?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right,
it's great.
And Tim Shelton, the Director of Sports Tourism, Great Lakes Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. And that's a pretty new position because of some of the great sports things that are going to be happening in the Great Lakes Bay region that you guys have told us about already.
Yes, absolutely. We have such great facilities and a community that loves to put on events. I know, Paul, you've visited us for several of those events. And we have a new one today that we'd love to talk about.
Oh, another new one?
A new one, yes.
I'm all ears, like King Charles.
So we are, we're getting into the busy season with festivals, events, and sports tournaments, including the Dow Championship LPGA, which you visited us before.
Oh, yeah.
At that event. But this year's a special year. We are in Saginaw, going to be the host of the Canadian Hockey League's Memorial Cup.
We got an update on that a while ago. Annie was very big on that, and I honestly had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
But anybody who knows anything about hockey should know most of the great hockey players that we've had around us have been from Canada.
Absolutely.
And this is something that's it's their Stanley Cup. It's their everything.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's religion in Canada. I've explain it as, it has the buzz and the excitement like we just experienced here in the United States the last 2 weeks with the Final Fours.
Right.
Or, it's the Canadian Super Bowl. It's a big deal. And, the Memorial Cup is the Canadian Hockey League Championships. It's 60 teams down to a Final Four, and that Final Four is the Memorial Cup in Saginaw. May 24th through June 2nd.
I was just going to ask you, May 24th. I don't have it in front of me now, but I've mentioned it a few times because it's such a big deal there. You can go online and find out how to get tickets, find out about
Absolutely.
All the different events that are going on.
Correct. Yep. There's several locations. I would tell the folks right now, Canadian Hockey League's website, the CHL.ca. But, of course, gogreat.com, our own site. We have built a nice visitors page there. So gogreat.com or Canadian Hockey League, CHL.ca, for all of those.
We like gogreat.com for everything.
Absolutely.
It really ties us into so many wonderful events, Anne. It really does.
Yeah, we have a huge community events calendar on there. We're constantly updating it. There's so much to see and do in all three of our counties, and it's just going to be a great summer, and I'm super excited about it.
Now, do we run the risk of running out of tickets, for example, May 24th through June 2nd in Saginaw for the Memorial Cup?
Ticket sales have gone very well. There are still tickets for sale, single game tickets, two game packages. There's even 8 game packages available. It is a 10-day event, Paul. So it starts with a round robin early in the week and then culminates to the championship on June 2nd. So, yes, we expect this event to sell out, but there are still tickets. We don't even know who 3 of the 4 teams are going to be until the week prior to the Memorial Cup.
Is that right?
Yeah, the playoffs started last week,
mm-hmm.
or 2 weeks ago. It's 2 months of playoffs and then Memorial Cup. It's one of the hardest trophies to win.
And the Canadians take it very,
very
seriously.
Much so. Yeah, absolutely. So we're ready. We're prepared. Looking forward to have thousands of Canadian visitors visiting the Great Lakes Bay region.
And if you go to gogreat.com, you're going to find all that information. And that's the only thing you have to remember instead of a bunch of different sites. Let's just remember.
Gogreat.com.
Gogreat.com. And I love Jim Fitterling, the head of Dow. I love him for what he's done with Dow, which has been pretty spectacular, but for what he's done with his community,
yes,
which is equally spectacular. And bringing in the Dow Championship, the LPGA,
yes,
was a very big and good deal.
Yes.
How long ago was that? It's longer ago than I want to remember now, but it's been a few
years now.
Yeah, we were. Seems I think right. 2016 might have been the first, and we had a 2-year hiatus for obvious reasons.
Yeah, COVID.
yeah, I don't say that word anymore.
No,
but you know, and Jim and his team stepped up for the Memorial Cup.
Yeah, the
they
title
are
sponsor.
The title sponsor, mm-hmm. and there's only been three title sponsors in the 104-year history mm-hmm. of the Cup.
Wow!
And Dow stepped up and took the lead sponsorship role, and so it is the 2024 Canadian Hockey League Memorial Cup presented by Dow.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, Jim and his team, his sports marketing team, done wonderful things for our region, for
yeah.
sure.
I had not heard that,
yes.
and that's all excellent. That's
yep.
all good.
Yep.
And I know from my personal experience how hard it is to throw a golf tournament, and his is
remarkable.
And he's done a great job, and we support him in every way. And now, obviously, because we've learned about this whole thing going on for the Memorial Cup, we support that, too, because it's just great fun.
Yeah.
And it's something a lot of people know about, but there's an equal number of people who don't know about mm-hmm. it. And by going to gogreat.com, they're going to learn more about it. So what else is going on? I mean, this is big, and this is a lot of big stuff, but what else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have so many things going on. Our bass tournaments and walleye fishing tournaments, those are ramping up now. I'll let Tim speak to that. But, boy, has fishing really, really spurred in our area, and it's been great. We're still doing we have a lot of other spring, summer activities going on. Dow Gardens is great. You can go to the Marshall Fredericks Museum in Saginaw. We just have so many great things that are happening in and around all these other larger events. So it's really family friendly. You know, take in, you know, a day in Midland, go to Bay City, go to Saginaw, go to Birch Run, Chesaning, and just explore the area.
So much to do, and a lot of it is sports related, so that's
Absolutely.
Why you step up on that one.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, we have minor league baseball in Midland with the Great Lakes Loons. Mm-hmm. It's a single-A affiliate of the Dodgers. You know, you might have heard of a guy named Clayton Kershaw. He got his start in Midland and with the Great Lakes Loons. So, yeah, we have that. That's exciting. Ann mentioned the fishing tournaments. We're at the mouth of the Saginaw Bay, and we had Major League Fishing last summer, Pro Bass Series. We've had National Professional Fishing League, and they're coming back this year. They love the Saginaw Bay bass fishing. So that's becoming quite a niche for us.
What's not to love, Tim? What's not to love?
I don't have an answer for that.
You gotta love everything.
Yeah, we love it all, and we love the way you promote it all, and they're very lucky there. In the Great Lakes region here. GoGreat.com, GoGreat.com, and the great Ann Brzezinski and the great Tim Shelton, who are here from the Great Lakes Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. Say hi to Annie for us and the
Will
whole
do.
Rest of the team. Nobody does it better than you guys.
Well, thanks,
Thank
Paul.
You.
Annie said to tell you hello as well.
Well, we'll see her out on the porch.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We'll look forward to that. As we continue in focus from Kalamazoo, on WJR.